Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Held our breath that entire time.
From Monday to Thursday, we were just passed out, comatose, and I jolted wide awake like some sort of vampire.
We were legally dead.
Well, thanks to Squarespace for even bringing us back on a Thursday. It's a short week for you guys, and we appreciate it, and it's only because of Squarespace.com. Now, Squarespace.com, what do they do?
Hell if I know.
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Consumer.
Okay.
Squarespace.
Good luck.
I'm not even listening.
I already got it.
Oh, no, you don't. Squarespace lets you build websites extremely easily. They let you build blogs. They let you build portfolios. And it's especially useful if you want to build an e-commerce site.
Does that mean you can sell stuff, sir?
Yes. You're hamming it up a little too much, but yes, sir.
Tell me more, you magic man. The north.
Let me just finish this presentation, sir. You're interrupting. Not of course, because you're still young.
By golly, I can walk again.
All right, get him out of here. Get him out of here. Squarespace Commerce is available in the US, the UK, Canada, Australia, Belgium, France, Germany, Ireland, the Netherlands, and Spain, and it lets you sell any type of product using a single interface. They have shopping carts. You can have an express checkout mode, 30-second merchant sign-up with Stripe, accepted donations, full tax and shipping rules by region, basically anything you need to create an online e-commerce site. Squarespace allows you to do that.
That sounds pretty good. But what does it do for me?
Oh my God, I hate you. You're the worst plant. You're not even sticking to the script.
That sounds pretty good, but am I still going to get paid for this?
Yeah, you're going to get paid. Don't worry, man. Squarespace makes it easy, makes it simple, and it's also super affordable, and it's extra affordable if you use coupon code Jake. Are you happy, man? You got your own little coupon.
What did
code.
I do to deserve that? Literally nothing.
You can get 10% off your order if you use coupon code Jake. Squarespace also launched some cool stuff for musicians this month, too. So if you're a musician and you want a site for your band or your own solo act, you can do that as well. So please check out squarespace.com and enjoy this episode. Thanks for listening, everyone. I really like this episode, actually. Things got real.
Things get really real.
Things get really real, and we really, really feel that you'll appreciate
it. Yep. Spoiler alert, we open up.
All right, enjoy the show.
When I find myself in times of trouble, a Mary Jake make fun of me. Listen to their podcast and seize the cheat. And in the time allotted,
Show.com. Check it.
All right.
Was he making fun of you at the end there?
What do you mean making fun of me?
I feel like you talk like that sometimes.
No, man. That was John Lennon. That's crazy. That was nuts, man.
Yeah, it was actually two guys named Max and Evan.
Yeah, but John Lennon made that song.
He made the original, but that was like a parody, you know.
It's crazy. He's a Beatle and he's a fan of the podcast.
Holy shit, you're wrong original... in so many ways. You thought Let It Be's original lyrics were Seize the Cheese?
I really think that John, I think that Paul, I think that Ringo, George, and
the
Yoko
rest.
Ono. I think they all like the podcast.
I hope this starts a floodgate of parody theme songs.
That'd be cool.
They're already like my new favorite, and I've only listened to one. I really like, I don't know, maybe it's because I grew up on Weird Al. That one really tickled my fancy.
Yeah, you like Weird Al?
Yeah.
I didn't know that about
you.
Yeah,
because I'm Jewish and nerdy and in between the ages of 20 and 60.
Yeah, I could imagine you liking Weird Al.
Oh, you didn't like Weird Al?
I didn't know. I liked the original version of Gangsta's Paradise. I really did. I was cool.
I was Coolio for Halloween specifically. Anyway, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
And I'm Jake.
Seize the cheese. Seize the cheese.
I mean, he did it really well.
Seize the cheese.
So why would you be?
Seize the cheese.
Why are you just trying to highlight how
bad
you are?
There will be a you. Do you seize the cheese?
Yeah.
Remember the email we got last week? It was one of my favorite emails that we've ever gotten. It was some guy that's subject constructive criticism.
Oh, yeah.
And the body said something to the effect of, you guys are great. Don't ever sing. It's not funny. It's just annoying. So in conclusion, when you sing, it's not funny. It's annoying and nobody likes it.
Now my fear that we're talking about that email, people are just going to be like, actually, I agree with that. Because I can't handle that blow to my ego. You have to understand, every time I sing, I think I sound like an angel.
Yeah, and that everyone else thinks I sound like an angel, too.
I'm just tone deaf, that's all. Well, so we will actually, I think we're never going to sing again!
Oh, whoa.
Dude.
Holy shit.
Jesus.
That was angelic. You notice in the we did that same joke. We're recording this after the live episode that we shot on Saturday at Comic-Con when Pete started singing opera. We both said at the same time, "Holy shit!" Which is like a bit that we both do. So we like both did it at the same time to Pete. It was a beautiful.
It was a proud moment.
It really was a beautiful, beautiful.
It was humbling.
Thing.
It was more than anything. I hate that so much. People say it was humbling. God, they must relish the chance to say it was humbling.
I really
am. No one ever says that when they're not bragging, right?
I think I am humbled.
I was humbled. I really was. I was humbled.
Yeah. You know what? Humble people never actually say that they're humbled.
Yeah. You don't have to say you're humbled if you're humble.
I think I'm the most humble, actually.
Yeah. More than anything, I was humbled.
Yeah.
And I think I'm better than everyone because of this.
And that's how humble I am. So the way this podcast works,
Have we not said that?
No, we haven't yet.
Cool. People write in with problems, sticky situations, conundrums, and we do our best to, help them out or at least publicly shame them into being a better person.
Or just publicly shame them not into being a better person.
Or just to publicly shame them so we feel better about ourselves. Which I think is what happens 100% of the time.
Yeah, it's more for like entertainment value than for anything else if you think about
it. We really are humbled by the amount of emails that we've been getting. And I think having a podcast really keeps me humble.
Yeah, it humbles me more than anything. So should we get to the first
humble
couple questions
for this bumblebee? I don't know.
you don't know. Yeah.
I do think I need to leave for the humble me bumblebee rhyme. I'm not going to call it a joke.
Just because it rhymed doesn't make it poetry. It wasn't.
I feel like I've been writing exclusively in rhymes for the last at least year.
Yeah. Because that's what the way our videos are turning into.
Yeah,
slam poetry.
Yes, there's something funny about rhyming. I love rhymes.
I just noticed two things. One, I usually organize the questions by what I think the best order that we should answer them, and I haven't done that yet. I did feel a little underprepared when we clicked on record.
Yeah, I was surprised.
So this one is going to be a little more raw. And
this is the latest we've ever done a podcast, aside from the one that we did when we were getting drunk.
Yeah. It's dark. It's dark out.
Yeah, it's like 8 or 9 p.m.
Yeah, it's 8:30. It's 8:30 p.m.
Yeah, I mean, damn. I feel crazy. It's like a candlelit apartment now.
Amir is burning incense. He's lit some candles.
He's more than shirtless. He's bottomless.
He answered the door in a weird robe that was tied just so it was, his dick and nipples were hanging out. It's like he tied it backwards.
Jake started saying something. I put my index finger over his lips and led him to the microphone. I said, don't say a word.
Yeah, and then he locked the door behind me. I don't know what to do.
Then I asked him if he liked the Beatles. Jake said no, and I started playing the theme song. His dick and nipples.
Your dick and nipples are out. Seize the cheese. Seize the cheese.
My dick, my nipples, my slick dimples, my
your dimples,
my pink pimples.
It's not simples.
No, it's difficult. Should we get started? For the love of God,
we
please.
We already have, right?
Yeah, I think we answered a question.
If anything, we should stop.
All right. First question comes from a lady. We'll call her Robin.
Robin.
This is a real email from a real person, but we changed their name to preserve their anonymity.
Correct.
Dear Jake and Amir, I'll cut right to it. I'm a chick who really likes sex. It's not like I'm the town trollop who just sleeps with randos. I've always known guys pretty well for fairly long periods of time before sleeping with them. But after getting out there, out of a 3-year relationship, and being a single lady again, now I'm worried about my number creeping up even higher. How many guys is too many guys to sleep with over a lifetime? Do you ever ask a girl her number, and how much does it really matter? Thanks, Robin.
Ooh.
Interesting question. A girl's number.
A girl's number.
So when you ask for a girl's number, that's like because you want to have a phone call with her later, right?
Oh, that's funny. You're at a bar. Like, hey, yeah. What's your number? 14. Okay. And I'd appreciate you didn't judge me on it, asswipe.
Oh, no. I was asking for your phone number.
Oh, well, I'm extension 14.
I know someone at Pac Bell. My phone number is 14. You know how emergencies are 911? Yeah, well, I'm 14.
Can you imagine? The find of the century. You really won the lottery with that chick.
Well, I think the find of the century would be finding a girl whose phone number is her sexual number.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, like a girl that slept with 818 million people, 431,000, 1.085.
God,
that's my phone
you're
number.
You're nerdy. You're so nerdy that you could do that.
Well, it was really bad. So if there are actual nerds out there, that was way, way, way off.
You're so uncool. You're so uncool that you're apologizing to the nerds who might call you out for not getting that number right.
And you're so cool that you didn't think to call me out on it.
I'm so cool that I stopped listening as soon as I knew you were going to make a math joke.
Well, I have a formula in my brain after reading that question. Do you want to try to address this question first? The gist is she's afraid she slept with too many guys, and that if a guy asked her how many guys she slept with, that her number, right, aka the amount of people that she slept with, is too high. Do you ask girls for their number? And
I personally
do
not.
So you don't care how many guys a girl slept with before you?
No, not at all. But I know, like, I think that there's, I guess it's just different for different people. Like, there are people that will ask and care, and then there are people that won't ask and care, and then there are people that, it just, as long as you're cool with it, then it doesn't matter. Then you'll just find somebody that's cool with it.
Well, it's different depending on how old you are. So this is the formula I've come up with. Jake's already asleep.
I'm using the candles to burn down the apartment. Amir's robe is currently on fire. His dick and nipples are just coated in grease. They went right up.
Like a woman burning her highly flammable bra, my dick and nipples just eviscerated.
Your flaming dimples are... Oh. It's gone.
I'm dickless, right, nipless.
What's the formula, you
right.
fucking nerd?
Formula. How many guys would you say is a lot to sleep with in a year? I would say 10 is pretty aggressive.
10 is a lot in a year.
Yeah.
For a person to sleep with 10 people in a year, that's a lot.
I think that would be considered in the pretty high territory.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not saying anything. Yeah, sure.
So you do the math at 10 a year. I would say on average, a girl becomes sexually active around age 18.
Okay. Oh my God. Really? This really is like math class. I faded. I dipped out there for a second. Holy shit. Get through to me. Come on. So I really want this to work.
Mr. Blumenfeld, don't give up on me.
I know I can get it, Mr. Blumenfeld.
I know you just want to send me to detention like all my other teachers. No. I want to be in charge of you.
You're worth it.
So, okay. So your age is X, variable X. Okay. So X minus 18 times 10 is what your number should be. So let's say, for example, a woman is 25.
Right.
So she's been sexually active for an average of seven years. Times
it.
10, 70. That's a pretty high number, but I would say in the not too crazy zone.
Wow.
So unless your number is higher than your age minus 18 times 10, you don't have anything to worry about.
And yeah.
So, for example, Jake, your number that you wouldn't have to worry about would be your age 28 minus 18, 10 times 10, 100. So, like, that's like I'm being like very liberal too. Like,
I think
sleeping with a 100 girl for 10 years.
That's why I think your formula is off. I feel like. 100,
but doesn't 10 seem like not that much for a year? I mean, obviously, it is a lot. Like, I for one, do not sleep with 10 people a year. But 10 people a year doesn't seem like that aggressive.
I guess if you're thinking of people being like sexually active and single from 18 to 20.
Yeah, that's where you get tripped up. Because if you're in a relationship, that takes years off.
I was out
of
the game for years at a time. I mean, I was still getting laid.
Yeah, no, you were still in the game.
Not at the same rate. I had to slow down.
Yeah, you were playing a different game.
Right.
You're slowed down in a relationship rate, still much higher than the average.
Do you care? If you were with a girl, would you say how many people have you slept with?
I wouldn't ask, but if she said a number higher than 10 a year. Should we say 5 a year?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think I wouldn't. I won't get on board with this at all. I don't think it matters. I've been asked my number.
Yeah, but you've never asked somebody else's.
Yeah, even when I wouldn't even ask it back. I think it's just a bad idea to start talking about previous sexual partners. It doesn't even matter if her number is high or low. It's just like I don't want to think about people that she's slept with.
Well, what's scarier to you, 0 or 100?
I guess I'd much rather sleep with a slut than a virgin.
Interesting. I think I'd be the opposite.
You would want to take a girl's virginity right now?
Right now, yeah. Oh, you mean after the podcast or why? Holy shit.
I brought in this chick.
I'm already dicked and nipped out.
I mean, then it like means something. It's like you took someone's virginity. You owe them.
Yeah, zero is very. I guess my point is that I'd rather be with someone who hasn't been with many, 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 many other people. I'd rather be with someone. Less is more for me.
But it sounds like if she's this concerned, her number is not going to be impossibly high.
Yeah, no. And I think the number or the subject line to this email is 7. So I don't even know if...
Is that true?
Yeah, I don't know if that's her number.
Let me see.
Subject.
Wow. Subject 7.
Yeah. I think if it's in the single digits, you don't have to worry about it ever. And then in your lifetime, use my formula.
I do remember being like when I was like in high school when not a lot of people were even having sex yet.
Oh, yeah.
Like a number like...
That's what it is. If you're 18, then your number should be 0.
Yeah. I had a friend whose girlfriend had slept with 12 people, and we were still in high school.
Damn, that's a lot.
And at that time, it was a lot, but like, and it mattered to him. He's like, do you know like what I have to fucking think about? Like, I have to think about her fucking 12 dudes.
Yeah.
I mean, not at once, but like, still.
At least 6 of them were probably at once.
Because we've only, you know, been alive for 16 years. But so yeah, like it matters more when you're younger. Now I'm in my late 20s. It's just like I don't even think about it at all. I just anybody I meet, there's no chance of me being like, "Hey, are you like a virgin or anything?" Like,
yeah.
No, I just assume they've had many sexual partners,
right?
And it doesn't matter. So that's my answer. It doesn't matter.
And my answer is X minus 18 times 10.
It really is. This would also happen on a math test where Amir says X minus 18 times 10 and I say who gives a fuck,
and I would pass that and you would fail. And it would also happen on a date where you would say who gives a fuck and you'd go home with a girl and I would be left with by myself doing calculations on the back of a napkin. So what we're trying to say is I did better at school, but you did better at life.
What we're trying to say is, yo, do you.
Yeah. But don't do it too often. I mean, I you really want to
say...
Yo, do
you, not them. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
You're short-circuiting.
Sorry.
Yeah. That was a good answer.
Yeah.
Or a good...
X minus 18 times 7.
That's the name of this episode. Nobody listens to it. We should have called it Dicks and Nips. We can still call it
whatever we want.
Yeah. We'll call it Dicks and Nips.
All right.
All right. Next question.
Next.
This one comes from, we'll call him Ted.
Ted.
Hey, dudes. I recently downloaded Tinder, and I know you've answered a few questions about Tinder and have touched on the subject a fair bit. Someone wrote in and asked what he should say to a girl once he gets a match, and my question is similar. You gave him the advice, just a simple hi, then the girl's name. No cheesy pickup lines required, which makes sense because it's already obvious she's into you, or at the very least finds you physically attractive. My problem is I received no reply after I messaged two girls that I matched with. First one I just said hi in the girl's name, the second one I decided to say hi girl's name, and then add me on Facebook if you want to chat. And I gave her my full name. No reply from either of them. It's been weeks since the first one and a few days since the second. Should I be saying something different? Also, my profile is just pictures, no about me part. Would it be wise to add to my profile to say a little bit more about myself? I just don't understand why girls would match and then not want to chat. Any advice on updating my Tinder game would be hashtag dope.
My man. My man. Delete your Tinder, buddy.
What?
My man. You out the game, son.
That's it.
You blew it, dog.
Everyone on Tinder's
with
talking
that
about you.
Creepy-ass Facebook shit. You're the Facebook guy.
Everyone knows you as that. You don't need an about me. You're the Facebook guy.
Hey, girl's name. Just being normal. Here's my full name. Add me on Facebook and we will chat. That's what the Tinder chat is. It's a chat. Why do you want to chat on Facebook?
That's what the something's for.
What is that from? That's Mad Men.
Oh yeah,
that's you never say thank you.
That's what the money's for.
Oh yeah.
So that's what the Tinder chat is for.
Now you're a good man. You're an honest man. You have no shame, clearly, because not only did you say to this girl, "Add me on Facebook and we'll chat," you wrote into the podcast and told us that you did that like it wasn't weird.
Well, that's why people are emailing us, because they're in a sticky situation, a difficult place, and they don't know what's
weird.
What's
I do
normal.
Remember when I first downloaded Tinder. When I first downloaded Tinder, guys, I know it seems
God,
like
imagine 2012. Was it even 2012? No. Imagine January of 2013. Obama was the president.
It has not been that long, and I've already fucked double this girl's number just on Tinder alone. Okay. I double Robin's number. All right. Sorry. No. Anyway. That's not true. It's probably more.
I just don't know math.
What I'm trying to say here...
I mean, we'll figure it out.
...is that Tinder was like... a lot of people are just still figuring it out because it's a new app. And it's also... online dating is like a new frontier for many people. When I first matched with someone, I really did not know what to say. And there was the girl in the picture was wearing a San Francisco baseball hat. And I messaged her and I wrote... Or no, oh, she was wearing a 49ers hat, and I wrote, "Go Niners." And then she wrote, "Are you from San Francisco?" And then I just wrote, "No."
"Will you hook up with me? I'm a Dodger fan.
I did bend her over in the Levy's bathroom, but
God.
I'm kidding. That didn't happen.
She didn't want it.
I begged her. So what I'm saying is that you're learning. There's a learning curve. Don't ask them to add you on Facebook. Just write "hey" and their name. They're not all going to respond.
So why? Okay, so here's a question. As somebody who's not used Tinder or somebody who's new to Tinder, why match and not chat?
Which one is it?
Why match and not chat?
No, are you new to Tinder or have you not used Tinder?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I tried it in Seattle.
My dude! Oh God, I love hearing that.
But I swiped. So many girls know that I ended up not matching with anyone.
You swiped all of Seattle to the left.
It was definitely
a
learning
curve.
You saw
the city of Seattle, and you just went left.
I erred on the side of caution, unlike this guy who took it a little bit too aggressively. So,
oh, man,
what now? You match with someone and they don't chat?
I think some people just like see your main picture and they're like, oh, that's kind of, yeah, this guy. And they yes you. And then if you match, they look at your other pictures and maybe you're, turns out you're not their type. Or they just don't feel, maybe they don't check their Tinder very often. Or maybe, there's a million reasons. It's a really, I think that's why it's such a cool app, is because it's so like playful and the stakes are so low. You can just match someone and never talk to them.
So how many of your matches would you say you never speak to?
70% of them.
Wow. That's high.
A lot.
So you're like, I find this person attractive, they find me attractive. 7 times out of 10, I'm not even going to fucking start a conversation.
5 times out of 10, I don't even start a conversation. And then the other times, like then 2 times, I'll message someone and they don't respond to me.
Oh,
if you guys can believe it out there.
Can you imagine looking at a photo of me, hearing, hi, girl's name, please add me on Facebook, and then being so creeped out?
My profile picture is Amir's dick and nipples, the robe tied open. And then the other 3 times we start a conversation. And then honestly, like I feel like maybe one out of every 10 I actually hang out with.
Oh, so I guess still.
But I'm 100% on getting laid when I hang out.
Oh, I didn't.
When I meet up, yeah, it happens. So don't worry about that.
Yeah,
boss.
Don't worry about that conversion rate.
All right,
that's the big one. That's the one that
that's
counts.
The one that matters. Yeah,
anybody can match. Not anyone can snatch. Boss,
how do you like that?
This is you talking to a Tinder date. Anyway, add me on Facebook.
After we've slept together, she's just really, really regretting her decision, gathering her stuff and leaving my apartment. Where are you going?
So basic advice here is that less is more. Don't take it off Tinder right away. And if you do, don't take it off Tinder onto Facebook. I think the goal is to eventually take it off Tinder onto text messages, right?
Yeah, I would never take it onto Facebook. You move to text. And also... you're overthinking it, I think. He's like, would it be wise to make an about me? It's just like, it doesn't really matter. As long as your pictures are pretty good and you're funny when you start messaging.
An about me is basically is a tiebreaker, right?
Yeah.
So the picture is like, but the about me can push you to the left.
Definitely
or right.
Don't have like a genuine, I would agree with that. I would definitely not have like a genuine, like, hey, my name's, what's this dude's name? Ted?
Ted.
Hey, my name is Ted. I am 6 foot tall and I like soccer. Though that does make you sound hot. Maybe that's it.
Fuck it. Actually, hold on. 6 feet and love soccer. Jesus Christ.
I'm going to make my about me. Hey, my name's Ted. I'm 6 foot tall and I love soccer.
And then underneath it says your name and your age. My name's Ted. You can call me Jake. And I love soccer.
Yeah, my advice is to chill. Be cool. Don't take it to Facebook. You got this. You my dude.
And relax. Mm-hmm. Relax a little. I think I should go back to Seattle. Maybe some girls have added themselves since I've been gone.
I think you should download Tinder here in New York.
I'm kind of afraid to.
Why?
I don't know what it is. I think I'm afraid that I'll see someone I know or something.
I see people I know all the time.
I
and
know.
They see you too, and you see they know you see them. So you're like, it's like a... First of all, there's nothing shameful about it, okay?
Right, so, but for some reason in my brain, it's like, I would be embarrassed if someone screen capped my Tinder profile picture and put it on our subreddit.
That's you.
And that fear is not worth meeting my potential soulmate.
I guess, wow.
Would you be embarrassed if that happened?
No, I mean, I talk about Tinder so openly. There's like nothing at this point, Tinder-wise, that could embarrass me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Although, actually, there was one time where like I was at a bar and somebody, I like lost a bet, and the bet with the stakes were like we had to trade phones, and he could send a message from Tinder.
Yeah,
as me, and he did. He sent it to this. Oh my God, this is the most embarrassing thing in the world. So he sent a message, which was like totally not even that funny. He just wrote like, wanna bang, ? To a Tinder match. And then she responded, does Amir have Tinder too? And then I wrote back something really lame. And then I wrote back again to her later. I was like, hey, I'm sorry. And I explained what had happened. And she never responded to that. So if that whole message got screen capped, I'd feel pretty... that I would feel embarrassed about. But most of the time, my Tinder matches are, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah. But would you be, if you're on a date, like, would you keep Tinder as a main icon on your home screen? Or do you hide it in the back pages?
It's on the second screen. Yeah. I don't want it on the front.
See, why? There's a little, that's the feeling I feel times 100.
I don't know, but it's like a sense of camaraderie. I was on a plane once, and I saw, like, we landed, and everyone's turning on their phones. Like the girl two rows in front of me, like, saw it and, like, turned on her phone and went right onto Tinder. I was like, all right, somebody that I can relate to, this person.
I feel like the girl that I would like is a girl who is using Tinder reluctantly.
There are plenty of girls on there that are using it reluctantly.
Is there a reluctant Tinder app? I should say that I'm not in a relationship anymore. A lot of people probably think I'm a huge creep right now. Holy shit, Jake is evil.
Yeah, wow. Jake really rubbed off on Amir. He went to Seattle and tried to cheat on his girlfriend.
No, it's fine. She doesn't listen to this podcast. Hey, if you're listening, don't tell her.
Swipe right. The thing is, Amir swiped right everyone in Seattle and he just didn't get a match. So now he's protected himself, saying he swiped no.
Nary a single match.
No, yeah. Single Amir on Tinder.
That's your goal.
That is, I mean, that's my dream, is to get you to download Tinder tonight after we stop the podcast.
For some reason, I when we were on a road trip, I was like, oh, it'd be fun to try it in a new city. But, like, I don't know about doing it in a place where I currently live.
Yeah, there is something about being in a city that's like, it's your download. It's not about dating. It's about, like, having an adventure, meeting a local who can, like, show you around and, like, have a party for the night. And New York, it's, since we live here, it's like, I'm lonely.
Yeah.
And I want to meet someone.
Or even, do you want to go on a pizza date with me?
I think even more shameful than saying I'm lonely is saying I'm horny, which is what Tinder actually is.
When you say I'm lonely on Tinder, that's what it means. There's no emotional loneliness.
It's you making a Facebook status update that says I'm horny tonight.
And that's exactly why I don't want to do it.
Right. It's letting everyone know that you're horny. It's an emotion you don't want people to know you have.
Is anyone else also horny? This girl's horny but not attractive to me. This girl's also horny. Ooh, this girl's attractive and horny. She doesn't think I'm attractive or horny. All right, let's keep playing. Ooh, we got a match. We both think we're hot and horny. I'm not going to message her. Five times out of ten, the hot and horny match doesn't matter.
Oh, horny's the saddest word in the world.
I really am horny.
Hey, Seattle, I'm feeling horny. Not for you, not for you, not for you, not for you. Uh-oh, no one in Seattle's feeling horny for me either.
That's the about me.
Is anyone in Seattle horny tonight?
My name's Amir. I'm 30. I'm feeling pretty horny. I'm in Seattle for a good 12 hours. And yeah, let me know if you're horny too.
I am DTF, and I don't want to become a cuckold on this app right here. So, LMK, if you are 22 to 29 and horny as I am
down to be horny with you.
Is anyone horny in a 50 mile radius?
Fucking 100 mile radius.
That's how horny I am.
Holy shit, I matched with someone from Portland. She's a porny horny for this Bjorny Gorny. I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm so embarrassed. Oh, God. You're spitting water.
I should not have sipped water while you were saying it. You were a horny Bjorny.
Hey, the name's Bjorny. I'm pretty horny, and let me know if you are, too.
This was corny.
Let me know if you're down to be horny with me. Ah, does that count as the break?
Tinder? No, it doesn't actually, because I had. Is it break time?
Yeah, it's like past break time.
Man, then I would really like to talk about our experience in New Haven this weekend at Yale.
Oh yeah, after Comic Con, we went to Yale and did a show there.
We did a show at Yale Hillel House.
That was my Wheel Hillel House. I mean,
very nice.
We were in our element.
Yeah.
Just a room full of Jews. I never felt more... I'm like the opposite of Hitler. I just only feel comfortable in a room full of Jews.
If we see yarmulkes, we know.
Those are my people.
Yep.
Yeah.
And New Haven, Yale, is... Yale's in New Haven, my hometown.
My city.
I actually live like 2 minutes from Yale. So it was really nice to be back there, and we wanted to kind of go out and rage, I'd say.
Yeah.
And would you say that you accomplished that goal?
I was definitely along for the ride.
I think, oh, I guess I got wasted. But the funniest story happened to you.
Which was?
We were walking down Elm Street, and we got...
It really was a nightmare. It was a nightmare of a street.
We got tapped on the shoulder, and somebody was like, "Yo, I know Micah."
Your brother.
We met somebody that like went to school with my brother, and he invited us up into his dorm to smoke weed.
Right.
And
so I lived vicariously through the experiences that I never had in college, which was smoking marijuana with college kids, which I didn't do. Yeah, which I never did when I was in a dorm.
I mean, I smoked weed with you 3 times, I think, in my whole life.
Right.
4 times, maybe.
Yeah, my weed number is very low, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely lower than 30 minus 18 times 10.
So... these Yale dorms are like Harry Potter-esque.
Yeah, they're like gothic mansions.
Right. And we were up there, you're lying on a like a lofted dorm bed with a pumpkin beer maybe and a joint in your hand.
Oh god.
And these like and then there's just like a room full of kids who are like taking pictures of you and
I thought joining Tinder would be embarrassing, but this story is so much more shameful.
Yeah, you like it. I mean, it was so funny that you were like, you guys have to understand, this is like cool for you. This is exciting. This is like the highlight of college so far. For me, this is rock bottom. I'm sitting in a dorm room on a bed with a beer.
This is the lowest I've ever felt.
Oh, man. And there was some girl, everybody else is laughing, and some girl was like, "God, that was dark."
Pitch black, baby. Welcome to my brain.
Tell you what, hop onto this single twin bed with me, with the twin long sheets.
No, you're old enough to be my fucking dad.
Yeah.
Go to hell. I did feel, it was fun to just do that for a night, but I did feel very out of place. I remember they invited us to a party and I went to the bathroom with you. And I was like, "Should we go? I don't know. I feel weird. I feel old." And you're like, "No, you were trying to hype me up." And then you're like, "The saddest part about going to the party is the fact that I have to hype you up in their bathroom to hang out with them." Like, I regressed back to my freshman year self where I'm like, "Should I go to this party? I don't know. I feel weird and uncomfortable," but for a completely different reason.
Oh, man. I barely even remember that. I think I do now. We went into the bathroom and I was like, "This is," I think I said that then. I was like, "This is going to be like the best night of their lives, dude."
Yeah.
Oh, man. It really was the best night of my life.
And one of the weirdest nights of mine.
I think, yeah, by the end, I got kicked out of the frat we were partying in. Like, "This is fucking cool for you guys, right? College humor, Jake and Amir." Like, "Yo, man, it's 5 a.m. We got fucking finals this week."
Finals? Fuck finals. This is the best night of your life, right?
Man, this is like Yale. We work here.
All right. Hey, I'd be down to crash for the weekend if you guys want to.
You're like, dude, you're like 45 years old.
Nah, I'm 28. Let's play it.
You're creeping us out.
If I paid for the pizza for a week, would you let me stay? Would you let me be your pizza bitch for a week?
Let me ask the guys, man. You before
Dude,
I go downstairs.
Thank you. Right. You. I'm gonna pass out under this couch.
Hey, man, they're cool with it. They want like $500 a week for
shit,
pizza.
Is it really that much? I'll have to ask my daddy.
You should go. Alright, Yale kids, here's what you gotta know, man. My dad pays for everything, you know what I'm saying? So that's food, that's gas, that's rent, cell phone. My dad pays for that shit, so I'm gonna hit him up.
He's doing me.
I love my dad.
Your daddy pays for everything.
My daddy pays for me. I don't have a good job and I don't make enough money, so my daddy pays for my rent. Yay! Thanks, Dad. Sad guy who lives off his father but really appreciates it. Totally open.
I go on dates with girls and I have to use his credit card.
My daddy gave me a credit card and I use it to pay for dinner and drinks for my friends. And my friends hang out with me because I pay for everything. And I pay for everything because of my dad. Thanks, Dad.
Oh, man.
Mercy.
Mercy.
Man alive.
Mercy.
This is, it's so weird being on the other side of these stories. I don't know how you do it, man. I'm ashamed. I feel naked of myself.
It's so funny. I'm exposed. I really had to coax that out of you. I feel like you just didn't even want to say it at certain points.
No, I didn't want to talk about that. There's no need.
We're gonna bring that out of you. New single, Amir.
As if I just broke up 3 minutes ago or something.
Yeah, this apartment is just in disarray. Shambles. I came over, half your shit's gone, all the podcast stuff is set up, and I'm like, is everything all right? You're like, yeah, let's just record.
Christ. Ah, Christ.
Did you drink all those bottles of wine?
A lot of them were already empty when I bought them, but yeah, the rosé I went through last night.
The rosé, the prosecco, and the Riesling all this afternoon. The sweet ones, yeah.
I had a sweet tooth, I think, tonight. There's motorcycle tread marks on the carpet. Don't ask about that. Christ.
Christ. Christ, I'm horny.
Oh, do you know how to download Tinder? Because my iPhone's been acting a real fool. My daddy got me the new 5S.
Thanks, Dad. I love my new phone. My daddy got me the first generation, the second generation, the third, the fourth, and now the fifth. Thanks, Dad.
Oh, God. Here's an interesting part of this podcast. Well, one, the fact that we're talking about me way too much for
yeah,
my liking.
You don't like that.
And if you guys also think so, please let us know at ifireyoushow@gmail.com.
Oh, we forgot to mention the email. Is that what it is?
You guys can email your own sticky, difficult, conundrumical situations, mm-hmm. and we'll do our best to, advise you to get the hell out of there.
Yeah. We'll definitely come up with some kind of mathematical formula to save your goddamn life. We know it.
And we usually get through more questions than this.
Yeah, we're only at two.
We've only done two. And I think we're basically out of time. So, yeah.
Really?
Good night, everyone.
Two and that's it?
No, we have time for one more.
All right. Well, if anything goes wrong, my dad will fix it.
Yeah.
My dad fixes everything for me.
Yeah, I know. But I don't know if he can get through four questions. I mean, like, we don't want to get...
One time I was on spring break in Mexico and I accidentally killed someone. I was in a Mexican prison and my dad came down and bailed me out. He bribed the officials.
Yeah. He gave him my mom for an hour. I think she baked him brownies or something because they were very happy and relaxed afterwards.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, gosh. What's the, I'm trying to think, I'm scanning for the best last third question that we can answer. All right, let's go for another girl.
All right.
And now let me just look at the name of a character from, what's that show that we're referencing?
I don't know, Robin and Ted?
From How I Met Your Mother.
Oh.
All right, Lily. Lily writes... Hey guys, so I've had a huge crush on this guy for the past 2 years. We have the same sense of humor, music taste, and style, and everyone says we're the same person, but different genders. He's a really nice guy who's kind to everyone, so I'm not sure if he likes me or if he's just being nice. Recently, I heard my good friend saying that he was flirting with her and sending her winky faces. Should I give up on this guy and move on? Are there any signs that might help me discover how he feels? Thanks, and keep up the good work. Love, Robin. No?
Lily.
Lily.
Shit. That's too bad. He sent your friend a winky face, huh?
Yeah, he's probably in love with her.
I guess that's all she wrote on that.
Yeah. I mean, 2 years of a relationship is kind of fun and flirty, but a winky. Ugh.
An emoticon or the emoji, you know?
You know, it doesn't specify, but I want to say, a worst case scenario, it's the emoji.
I really think it might be the emoji. And hey, R.I.P. your relationship.
Friendship or romantic. It's just out the window with that one.
It's over, babe.
So how can a girl tell if a guy likes her or if he's just been flirting with her for the past 2 years?
Yeah, I guess I read a Cosmo recently. And it's like a couple ways to know when the guy's into you.
Yeah.
Way number one, ma'am, way number one is if he flirts with you for 2 years. Okay?
There's no way number two.
And there's no way number two. Did he flirt? He flirted with you for 2 years. No one's so nice that they'll just like...
Well, she didn't say flirt. She just said that they have the same sense of humor, music taste, and everyone says they're the same person. He's a nice guy, but he's nice to everyone. So it wasn't necessarily flirting. It was just a 2-year friendship.
Fine. Why don't you send him a winky face?
Oh, flip the script.
This is so like, I'm not giving real advice at all. Like, because... I'm like reverting to my child, like, because this is so childish. I'm just like giving like advice like I would be giving in eighth grade.
But this is what you do too.
Yeah,
if,
I guess.
If you are...
How do I tell if a girl likes me?
Yeah, how do you tell if a girl likes you?
Man, if she... I just assume that everyone does.
Do you just have a... do you have like a sick... wait, do you want to retract that as sarcasm or is that real?
When I said I assume that everyone does, yeah. Sarcasm. I hope.
I think in our age, our late 20s / early 30s, you just have this sixth sense about it. You're like, oh, I can't really put my finger on it, but it seems like this person likes me.
Yeah, it's weird. You just can tell.
Right. But early on in life, you don't know what's going on.
I guess that's true.
Although...
It's also tougher when you've been friends with someone. Because there's often... Like, I feel like I'm in the same circles with a lot of people. And like, I'm not talking to somebody. And then like, all of a sudden, I'll like get a text or a Facebook message from someone who's like... You know, in my periphery, but like normally wouldn't open up a dialogue.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, huh. I think that means something.
Right.
But it'd be weird to take it from like, if I'm friends with someone to like send some kind of signal of like, I like you. And that is the kind of thing that you get caught up in high school because.
Do you think there's any truth to the idea that guys are only friends with girls that they would hook up with?
I guess I would have sex with literally everyone I'm friends with.
there's no girl that you're friends with that you wouldn't sleep with.
No, there's no exception.
No exception.
No. And I'm talking about my friends, loved ones, spouses, girlfriends. No exception.
Can I say what you told me at that diner once?
What did I say?
That.
No, you can't.
Well, it was close to that. It was basically like... There's no girl that if she said they had a crush on you that you wouldn't at least be flirtatiously intrigued.
See, but now you have to because like I was joking just now and now it seems like I really did say that. You'll try to say it like I said it at the diner without like outing the specific people I was talking about.
You said there's no girl that you'd know of, regardless of how they're attached to you or how you know them, that if they dragged you into a closet when you were drunk and said, have sex with me, that you would say no to.
Right.
There's no girl in the world that could do that.
I really, you know what? I want to just take all this back. This never happened. I never went to a diner with you, sir.
this is hearsay. Order.
I just think that, like, I also know that I would never put myself in that situation to be pulled into a closet drunk by somebody like that.
I say, but okay.
Yeah, I think it is, like, I have a willpower problem.
Yeah.
You know, I do, so.
I mean, I'm on the opposite spectrum of that. I'm very cautious. I do have friends that I consider, like, relatives. But the extreme, let's say this guy was the extreme version, which is me, if... A lady friend of mine said that she had a crush on me, I would at the very least entertain the idea, the notion of possibly doing something romantic with them.
Even if they were with somebody that you loved?
Oh, no. I'm talking about a single friend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you're like, your craziest notion is like, if a friend of yours said I like
single,
you,
yeah.
You would be like, I wonder.
Oh, what yeah, it would be like.
I would have like already fucked.
Yeah, exactly. The thing is, we didn't even realize it when we started this podcast. We are two polar opposite, how do I say this without sounding like a math nerd, but there's the norm, and then there's standard deviations from the norm, and 95% of the population exists within two standard deviations, and I'm extremely to one side, even past that, and you're extreme to the other side. So I guess it makes a good podcast.
Yeah, we really did not know that until we started this.
Right, but we're both sociopaths in completely different ways.
Interesting.
You're acidic and I'm basic.
Love it.
Thank you. I really do appreciate you saying that. The standard deviation shit, that really was nice. Yeah,
I really had to suffer through that. And I'd appreciate it, frankly, if you put your dick and nipples away. I really would.
Because it is more than about that time. So our advice to you is go for it.
Yeah, I mean, just start flirting with them. Send them some winky faces.
Yeah, it's always fun to have someone in your life whose like name excites you when you get an email or a text message from them. Like when your phone vibrates and you're like, ooh, I really hope it's that name. And then seeing that name is very exciting.
Now you know. Now you know the joy of it, right?
Well, I always knew the joy of it.
But now you're back. I live text to text. I really do.
Right. Did you ever get that flip phone?
You know what? It's I think I'm going to do it.
Yeah?
I'm just
not ever going
to
do it.
No, I want to wait till we go to L.A. We're moving to L.A.
Push it. Here's the thing. Here's a good compromise. I'll download and use Tinder when you get a flip phone.
Absolutely not.
That is more than unfair. It's highway robbery. You're fleecing me.
You can't make things fair and equal. I get my way.
You're giving me pennies on the dollar.
My dad taught me that I get my way.
My daddy's going to get me the new iPhone.
He'll probably make one that flips. I'll get two iPhones.
So, Lily, turn this guy into a name that excites you. Turn him into a person who you can't wait to see how he reacts to your flirtatious email. And it's always fun to fire that first bullet. Like, whoa, there's like that status quo of flirtatiousness. And then there's like different levels. And like when you kick it up a notch and you put your phone away.
I call it swinging the bat.
Yeah.
Every text is a pitch.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, do I want, and like, oh man, I'll draft a text that's like, oh man, that's pretty ballsy thing to say. That's pretty forward. But it's like, you know what? I'm just going to swing at the pitch.
What's the worst that can happen?
Oh man.
So please swing away. Fire away. I'm bulletproof. Nothing to lose.
I agree that this one was bad.
Sure, but that does not take away a lot of the ones.
The other ones were gold.
More than gold. Okay. Now we are definitely
feeling like gold.
Sometimes old.
Nope,
slick
we're just too
gold.
Tired.
It's really, really late. This is way past my bedtime. Let's go eat dinner and watch football.
That sounds good. Let's download Tinder for you, too.
Not New York. I wanted to say once again, thanks to Max and Evan for the opening theme song, one of my favorites. And the closing one comes from a guy named Sam. You can send your own theme song submissions to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. That's the email for anything. If you have a guest idea, if you have constructive criticism that says that we're annoying when we sing, or ideas or tips about the show, please email us in.
You dick.
And thanks to the last five people who gave us good reviews on iTunes, or just any review on iTunes. It doesn't have to be good. It has to be good. Grendelward.
What?
Soren Climac, Zishang Casey, John O'Neill, Matthew W. Valaich. Wow, I didn't realize how difficult those were to pronounce, but thanks, guys.
It sounds like you made them up. It sounds like you're having a stroke.
I'm having a stroke.
Matthew Valaich. All right.
So if you guys do want to give us nice, positive, or any reviews on iTunes, we'd appreciate it. We'll give you guys shout-outs as often as we do these episodes. Anything else we wanted to add?
Show at Littlefield.
Oh, yeah. We got a live show at Littlefield, a live podcast. The first live podcast was so fun. We were excited to do another one. We also have a live tour coming up.
Correct. And you can go to collegehumor.com/tour. Can't you?
I don't know if it's that. I think jakenamir.com is a good place to see because we posted about it there.
All right.
But we're going all over the East Coast, Boston, Vermont, D.C., and Philadelphia, and we're going to the Midwest, Minnesota, and Milwaukee.
We're going to Ann Arbor, Chicago, Madison,
and Minneapolis.
And Minneapolis.
So it'd be cool to see you guys there. Yeah, that's it. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Enjoy the rest. What am I saying?
Enjoy the show.
Enjoy the show. Listen to it again. It's better the second time, I assure you.
Hey, if I were you, I would tell you that I would do that you today, and it's all right.